This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. This campaign season, there's been plenty of name-calling and lots of accusations. David Clementson, a PhD candidate at The Ohio State University, has been keeping tabs.
I mean, there was one debate where Rubio and Cruz were just all over Trump, accusing him of dodging questions.
But that doesn't answer the question.
He didn't interrupt you.
You have yet to answer a single serious question about any of this. Will you give us a detailed answer about foreign policy anytime you're asked on it?
Clementson wanted to see if claims of question dodging actually held up, historically, not necessarily in the unique case of Trump. So Clementson analyzed the transcripts of 14 presidential debates, from 1996 to 2012. Overall, he found 51 accusations of question dodging, 26 by Dems, 25 by Republicans. A third of the time, the accused candidate did in fact go off topic. But in every single case, the accused candidate still mentioned the question topic, meaning that most of the time, he says, candidates are unfairly accused of question dodging. The results are in the Journal of Language and Social Psychology. Clementson's advice for the next debate?
Just because a politician of your partisan affiliation or your party ID is telling you that the other guy can't be believed doesn't necessarily mean that politician is accurately detecting deception.
In other words, don't trust them, because the politician doing the accusing may be the one telling lies.
Lying test. Lying. You're a liar. Ooh.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.